This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee, October 10th, 2017. I am the chair of the committee. We have scheduled an open meeting for tonight. However, due to some events that happened recently, I believe we need a motion to go into executive session to discuss some matters.
Point of order.
Urgent importance.
Alex,
what is your point of order?
We haven't done it. We don't know that we have a quorum. Let's do a roll call.
You are correct. Can we
okay.
do a roll call?
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Sam Agarwal.
President.
Nick Arena.
Here.
Chris Corey. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Nick Economides. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Mansoor Sabah.
Present, Hazar.
Dan C. Sorden. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Okay, that's eight, and that is a quorum.
Okay, getting
Chair,
back to...
Crozier. I move to excuse Chris Corey and Nick Economides, because I think they both said they were traveling and wouldn't be able to be on the meeting.
Wait. Well, I don't want to put a point of order in here, but there's no excuses from this. The bylaws say who's on this committee. And by the way, I'd point out to all the directors that the directors voted many, many years ago that you can't get excused absences from committees anyway, but certainly not this one. So, irrelevant.
I think you're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's proceed.
This is Ken Aaron. I make a motion to move to closed session, executive session, to discuss some very relevant, pertinent items.
Can we have some discussion on Ken's motion?
Is there an agenda? Point of order? Point of information, Mr. Chair? Do we have an agenda for closed session, please?
We don't
have to.
We will have an agenda for closed session, but we can't discuss the agenda until we get to closed session.
Just wondering if we had one, that's all, because I haven't seen one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Who just raised that point of order?
Sabrina Jacobs.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Okay.
Are there any objections to
yes.
going to close session?
Well, okay. Let me do it this way. Point of order.
Okay. what is your point of order?
My point of order is that we have not noticed an executive session. And we are required to notice an executive session 7 days in advance, and we have to also, for an executive session, give the reason why we're going to go into an executive session. Now, if people say they absolutely need a citation, it would probably take me 15 minutes to find a citation, and so I'm not going to be able to do it in 2 minutes. So I would just say we should not go to I'm saying that this motion is out of order because it violates the FCC and CPB open meeting rules that we are obligated to follow, and so that's my point of order.
If I can say in favor of the motion,
sure.
Well, we need to know if the chair is going to rule it in order or not.
I would like to hear some discussion on this before I make a ruling. I believe we can go into executive session, but then again, I'm not a lawyer, and without a citation as to FCC or CPB requirements, I'm not going to say one way or the other, but I believe that we can. Sam, would you like to say something?
Yeah, I would like to support Ken's motion The reason is that the matters are so critical and so important, and because the options that we are considering are quite detrimental to Pacifica's interest, but we don't know at this time which option we will consider. So discussing openly those options is kind of creating an unnecessary scare in public's mind without complete knowledge. So I will not support, or actually in my position as CFO, I cannot discuss those things in the open meeting. And I cannot tell a half-truth or incomplete, I cannot make incomplete statements, because that will be deceiving. So the purpose of the meeting will be lost, basically, and I will have to kind of keep quiet. So the committee has to decide, I mean, if they want to discuss this, what may be the appropriate forum or format for the meeting.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Does anybody else want to contribute to this discussion?
I do. R. Paul.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. Yes, speaking to the point of order that the chair would like more information on, I will point out that I'll point out one thing, that if we're worried about critical problems, we're going to get a critical problem if we once again start violating those rules that we've been dinged on before. CPB hasn't liked it in the past, and we have all sorts of things going on. I don't think we need to add CPB and FCC woes to them. Also, I didn't show up with any kind of preparation on this, because I am flabbergasted that anybody's questioning it. This has been policy for so long that you have to have the meeting noticed. It has to say it's going to be executive session, and you have to say why it's going to be executive session 7 days in advance. So I mean, how are people going to feel when, after this meeting, five different people send me the exact citations from somewhere? I mean, what do people think we've been doing? Why do people think we've been doing it this way, by notice and saying why it's going to happen, for years in the past? Did they think that was wrong? Because that's the way we've been doing it. Also, the risk here is you're risking going against the actual law, which is a lot more important than most other things. I will further point out that on the KPFTX calendar, October 18th is wide open. There's nothing on it. And if we wanted to, we could at any point make a motion to hold an executive session on the 18th, and we can come up with why we would want to do that, and that could be done. And if people want to look around through kpftx.org at the calendar, they will see a whole lot of executive sessions cited, and they'll see that they have to be done ahead of time. So that's my part on this, and I urge people to not just go precipitously running into an executive session that will be illegal and cause problems. Because if I'm right and it's wrong to go into it, how do you back out of that? I'm done.
I'm done. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
I guess the big question is, as Paul indicated, can this wait 7 days? And I think he's probably right. I think it can, unless Sam feels otherwise. I'll defer to his judgment on that. If it can't wait 7 days to discuss this, there are. I was looking at the KPFTX calendar, which has the, it mentions the CPB requirements. It says if it's an emergency meeting for less than 7 days' notice, you have to explain the nature of the emergency and why the meeting couldn't be given reasonable notice, for instance, 7 days. Must be an urgent need for the meeting to be held without proper notice. So if you feel it's urgent and can't wait 7 days, then I will go along with having the executive session today. But if you think it can wait 7 days, then we could just schedule a special meeting next week.
Can I take a minute to respond?
Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah. So Bill made a very good point that can it wait for 7 days? Well, my answer is no. And the reason is that they are very important members in this group who have to make up their minds and who need information. Like Ken said earlier, that there are some PNB members and there are some LSB members. So right now, it's a vacuum of information that is kind of hurting us because all the information that we are getting is through so many chain emails which are not really communicating the truth, the facts. So can it wait for 7 days? I don't think so. We have to make up our mind. We need information to make up our minds. So I think it's very critical that we go into emergency session.
Okay, so I'm going to rule that the R. Paul Martin's objection is not well taken, although it is under normal conditions a requirement to provide 7 days notice. That requirement can be waived in an emergency situation. Our CFO has just explained that he feels this is an emergency situation, so therefore I'm ruling that the objection is not well taken.
I have to appeal.
Okay.
Point of information, this is Ken, a point of information before I vote. Bill, what were you citing? What was Bill Crozier citing when he said it's not required to
I'm reading from the stuff that Otis, he's our CPP compliance officer, you know, has on the KPFD's calendar on the meeting entry page. If you click emergency meeting, it has a box and it pops up with the explanation.
Oh,
that's
okay.
I'm reading from.
So something from a website.
But I
okay,
think I agree
enough.
With. I'll defer to Sam if he feels it's can't wait 7 days. Then I'll be glad to go along with the meeting then tonight.
Okay. We have to since my ruling has been challenged, we have to have a vote on it. And if you vote yes, you vote in favor of the ruling of the chair, which is that we adjourn this open meeting and go into executive session to deal with an emergency matter. And if you feel that is not correct, then vote no. R. Paul, take the roll. I'll take the vote.
Ken Aaron.
Yes, support the chair.
Dan Agarwal.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Nick Arena? Was that Nick Arena?
I think he said yes.
I'm not hearing him.
Yeah, this is Nick Arena, voting yes.
Thank you.
Thank
Chris
you.
Corey. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Nick Economides. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. Mansoor Sabah?
Abstain.
Nancy Sorden? Alex Steinberg?
I'm not going to vote.
An abstention? Okay. All right. Chris Corey isn't here. Nick Economides isn't here. Nancy Sorden? Okay. 5-4, one against, two abstentions.
Okay, so the my ruling has been upheld. Therefore, we will immediately adjourn this open session and go.
We didn't vote to do that. That was the appeal. The motion is now on the floor.
The motion is now. Oh, you're right. You're right. is there any discussion on the motion? Okay. Are there any objections to the motion? Okay. Seeing no objection, the motion passes. This meeting is now adjourned.